The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with Pat Devaney, my co-host, husband, and fellow realtor. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. And you?
Pretty good.
Excellent. We have a special guest today. We have Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
You co-own the company with your wife.
That's right.
All right. How does that work out?
Actually, it works out very well because one of us is very tolerant.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I won't say which one.
All right. I was going to say, and who might that be?
I agree with you completely.
My wife gets credit for that.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker. Did I say that?
Yes.
Okay. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, appraising, and selling property for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows for the last 3 years. Great topics we've reviewed in the last 3 years. Also, remember to like us on Facebook at the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy. Okay, again, Gary Woods, owner, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. You have two locations. Where are they, please?
Well, the main location is Route 11, Larksville, and we started our business in Larksville in 1976. And the other location we operate since 1987 is 323 Grandview Ave in Honesdale, right on Route 6.
Wonderful. So you're busy. This is a busy time of year. You co-own the company with your wife, and I understand one of your sons is also a part of your organization?
Yes, our son Michael, the youngest of our four children, is taking over the business as I'm trying to work my way out and work a few less hours.
Good for you. Okay, so you do fireplaces, you install them, fireplaces, wood burning, gas, different types of stoves, vented products, correct?
Right, Woody's Fireplace does gas, coal, wood, and pellet in stoves and fireplaces and fireplace inserts, but we only do vented product. There's a lot of there are some non-vented units out there, non-vented products that burn gas. We totally abstain from working on those altogether.
Okay. So you have been in business since 1976 in your Larksville location. You have done a lot of different types of things, fireplaces. Why did you choose to only work with vented?
Well, my experience goes back to my education. I mean, my wife and I met at Wilkes College. I was an engineering student, and she was an English major. She still helps me with my spelling. And in studying engineering and understanding what's happening there, I do not want to breathe the products of combustion. I don't think it's a good idea. If you look back in history through the years, in the Middle Ages, the Indians in our country had a fire in the middle of their teepee and a hole in the top to let the smoke out. I think we've progressed from there. We don't need to live in a chimney. We can vent the gases and the waste gases properly. The big problem you have, though, with non-vented product is today's houses are very tight. When you burn gas, whether it's propane or natural gas, and people seem to separate the two, but they basically burn the same way. For every 40,000 BTUs of gas consumed, you're going to produce about 1 gallon of liquid in vapor form an hour. And when you do the math on that, and if anybody that's burning a non-vented product were to read the directions where it tells you, you must have a window open a certain number of square inches all the while that unit is running, or you will do damage to your home, and you will cause problems in the operation. If people read those directions, they'd never buy them. They'd never use them. But as usual, you know, most people just don't read the directions, which is a problem.
Okay, so you work strictly with vented products.
Right. We feel that, you know, if you take the oxygen out of your air, you and I need that. And in today's homes, the worst air you have is inside the house, not outside the house. So you're going to burn the oxygen out and replace it with stuff you shouldn't be breathing. So you put those couple things together and you say, well, it's not good for me, not good for my house. Why should we do it? But the difference is that some companies, and we hold ours out there as having a moral standard that we work to, we know it's bad, we won't sell it.
I got you.
And I have to tell you, there's a lot of people out there selling that product that know it's bad.
And
I think they're wrong.
If you have to keep the window open, doesn't that just defeat the purpose of having that as a like one of your heating sources? That's what I'm thinking, too.
Absolutely correct.
Okay. How about wood burning? I mean, they say that wood burning wood can be hazardous to, we shouldn't be breathing that in either. Is that something that's true?
Well,
or is it types of wood? That
it depends.
Okay.
There's a lot of variables here. You see, the government has regulated polluting wood stoves out of existence by mandating that all wood stoves going back into the 80s meet certain clean air requirements, just like they've done with cars. Now, they again stepped that up in the 90s, and they're again now looking at stepping it up. So basically, when we burn wood, if we burn wood completely, the only products you get from combustion are carbon dioxide, heat, and water vapor. The problem is burning it completely. If you take the old-fashioned wood stoves that we used to have, and I'll throw a couple names out there, the Boss Thermalator, Fisher stoves, they were a black box welded steel. You stretch the fire out by limiting the amount of air. When you limit the amount of air, you get incomplete combustion. Incomplete combustion is pollution, because you're pushing those products of incomplete combustion into the atmosphere. That's not good for any of us. So we, you know, ourselves in our store this year, and one of our suppliers went with a change-out program where we discounted and offered stove owners who had older stoves an upgrade, a $300 credit we were doing. It was advertised on this radio station, among others, to get them, to entice them to upgrade to newer, clean-burning product. Today's stoves are the cleanest burning they've ever been. They're much less polluting than burning anything else, including the car you're driving.
Wow. That's what I was going to ask you. If you buy today's product, is it cleaner, safer than, say...
Oh, definitely cleaner, definitely safer. The testing, the standards are much improved. Years ago, wood stoves could be installed. There wasn't a lot of real strict codes. There were codes for fireplaces, codes for furnaces, but codes for wood stoves themselves hadn't been really developed, because in our country we've had cheap energy up until the 70s. Things changed a little bit at that time, and the stoves got hotter, and there was the potential, if you had incomplete combustion in the stove, you were depositing hydrocarbons in the pipe and in the chimney. And if you ignite them, that's what's called a chimney fire. The stoves were producing that. The chimneys could not contain it. In other words, if you had a chimney fire, and because you were burning one of these older stoves, the temperatures that were reached were far in excess of what your chimney could withstand.
So it would spread.
Well, it would fracture the chimney, and then it would spread to the houses. And because of that, the code for building chimneys today, which nobody seems to be adhering to, but it's there, requires that your chimney cannot touch your house. Now, as you drive down the road, look at all the chimneys out there that are attached to houses.
Sure.
And say to yourself, they're getting away with it. And yes, they are. But on the exterior of your home, for example, your chimney is supposed to be at least 1 inch away from combustible materials. On the interior of your home, any chimney that runs up through the inside of your house, we're talking masonry now, strictly, is required to be 2 inches away from any combustible materials. Now, if you're looking at homes that are out there, existing homes, they don't meet that standard. They really don't. And many of the flue tiles in those chimneys are cracked. That, in my opinion, doesn't mean that they're useless. It just means you got to keep an eye on it, because if it's cracked, okay. If it's cracked and falls out of place, not okay. But the code differences are really helping to preserve real estate. And in looking at where the fires are today, they're confined to certain areas of the chimney. And that's the area that you have where you're called the chimney breaching. And that's where the stovepipe goes through the wall into the chimney. That is the point at which most fires that are stove-related, wood stove in particular, occur.
Interesting. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today... Are you here?
Yes, I am. I'm getting an education.
Very good.
I'm thinking about all the chimney fires I used to go to when I was in the city.
And does this make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
See that?
You know, people would be burning wood in their old fireplace, and then all of a sudden there's smoke up on the second floor, and then it's in the roof. They got to call the fire department because they didn't maintain their chimney.
Well, let's face it, really... I have to agree that people should be looking inside their chimneys, have a professional come out and check it, because really, you don't see it. You don't realize what's happening in that chimney. We're here with Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace in Larksville and Honesdale. And let's talk about why Woody's Fireplace is different than somebody else that sells fireplaces, especially those unvented products.
Well, like I said before, Jackie, the practices that we use, okay, are we would not put it in your house if we would not have it in our house. And we live up to that standard. Basically, what we do at Woody's Fireplace is our staff installs all of our product. We don't use subcontractors. We train all of our people. My son and myself have trained everyone that works for us to do our own installations. All of our installers are certified. They show up in a truck, they wear uniforms that say who they are, and they're driving our equipment, and they're prepared to do the job properly. And they always have more material on board than they're ever going to need to do a job, because our trucks are large, and they're basically a rolling toolbox with your stove on it. And we get there, we very seldom miss a job. In other words, get there and can't complete it, because we're prepared.
Excellent information. Thanks for that, Gary. Before we break, Pat, would you like to review the listing, please?
Thank you very much. We have a very nice three-bedroom ranch in West Scranton for only $139,000. This home is located at 1125 Parrott Avenue. It's on a corner lot in a quiet neighborhood. This home has hardwood floors, central air conditioning, and a two-car garage. It also has a family room in the lower level with a large laundry room and a half bath. So if you're looking for a ranch with three bedrooms, give us a call about 1125 Parrott Avenue in Scranton for $139,000, and that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And for the last 30 days, the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors multi-list statistics for Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming counties for single-family residential sales. Anything with two bedrooms or less, the median sales price is $53,000. For three bedrooms, the median sales price is $110,000. And for four or more bedrooms on single-family residential homes, the median sales price is $190,000. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21. Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
You're getting a lot of good information here today.
We are. Gary Woods from Woody's Fireplace, co-owner with his wife, two locations, Larksville and Honesdale. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie.
We had a fabulous first half discussion, and on the break, it brought back memories for you, Pat. What happened? You responded to a fire one time.
Yeah, it was in a restaurant, and they had, it was a two-story building, and the chimney was a pipe that came up through the apartment, and then it made a bend, and it went into the chimney. And it destroyed the apartment, but the fire started at the bend. So what were you saying about bends and chimney pipes?
Well, first of all, if you're connecting a stove or appliance of any kind to a chimney, both of them have to be in the same room. You cannot take a pipe from one appliance and run it through a floor, through a wall, through a ceiling, and connect it into a chimney in another room. That is totally a bad idea, against code in all regards.
But people ask you to do that, right?
I see it done.
Okay.
We go to do installations, and this is where our training pays off. We prevent fires on a daily, weekly basis because we go to do installations and we find really unsafe conditions. And of course, we stop. We don't install a stove into an unsafe condition because we assume, as the installer, full liability for that whole system. So we see something wrong, we stop and we notify the customer, and we require that it be corrected, or they have us correct it, one or the other, before we proceed, because it's dangerous.
I see. So do you get a lot of people that call you on the phone, or do they come into your showroom? Do they come in to see your displays, or do they talk to you over the phone and want an estimate over the phone? And if so, can that actually be done?
We have a lot of traffic in our showrooms because we're in high traffic areas, Route 11 and Route 6. But we do a lot of telephone business. And today with the electronic communications, if a customer calls me and has a dilemma with something they're looking at and cannot adequately describe it, it's easy. Take a picture with your iPhone or whatever device you have, send it to me by email, and I'm looking at it while you're describing the problem. You have a problem with the unit, you don't know what make or manufacturer it is or what to do about it, send me a picture. Frequently, in looking at the picture, I can help you through the situation, determine what the problem is, and frequently solve the problem. On the phone, and we do that continuously, especially if it's a product we know something about, because for certain liability reasons, we choose only to help people with product that we know things about. In other words, vented gas product, wood product, coal product, those things that we are knowledgeable. When we get a customer who has a question, we first try to determine, is this a non-vented unit or a vented unit if it was a gas appliance? If it's non-vented, we don't want to discuss it because we know there's problems with them. We don't want to be a party to that. Any vented product, if we cannot service it for you and get you through it, we try to help you to find out who is a dealer for that product. We'll help you identify that and send you to the proper person who is factory trained, because we believe that factory training in all this product is necessary to service it well.
What's your contact information and your website information, please?
We're easy to get a hold of. Look up Woody's Fireplace on the internet, and we're going to pop up everywhere. The website is woodysfireplace.com. My email address is Woody, W-O-O-D-Y, at woodysfireplace.com. Phone number is 800-468-7855. And we answer technical questions all day long.
What's your hours of operation?
Every day but Sunday, we're there, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 9 to 5. Thursdays and Fridays, we're there from 9 until 7 in the evening. Saturdays from 10 until 3, and never on Sunday.
Okay. And you have how many displays of fireplaces in your showrooms?
Well, we were the largest in the east of the Mississippi at one point, but I think some people are catching up to us. We're over 55 displays at the Larksville store and over 35 at the Honesdale store. And these are live burning units. Some burn wood, some are gas, some are coal, and some are pellet. And don't let people tell you coal's a dirty word. Coal is good if you live in northeastern PA.
Okay. So what do you sell the most of?
Well, Jackie, that's really, we can't say what that is. Here's what happens. Every year, different things drive the market. This year, and I think for many years to come, I think the trend is going to be gas. We have the good fortune of being in the Marcellus Shale area. We know that the gas company, the utilities, are putting in lines to bring that gas to us in the Wyoming Valley and all of northeastern PA. And as soon as they get that done, but with current regulations, you know how everything is delayed for different reasons. When they get that done, gas is going to be everywhere that you may ever want it. And like when you're dealing with real estate, you know that gas heat is the least expensive.
Most desirable.
Oh, it's definitely the most desirable. My home is all gas. And if a customer comes in and says, I have gas heat and I'm unhappy with my heating costs, first thing I have to say is your unit was converted from what to gas, and it's usually steam. Because steam heat does not work well with gas. But gas is right now number one, and I say for the next 5 or 10 years going to be number one. But it depends on the price of oil, because if there is no gas available, propane is not a reasonable substitute. Our customers that come into us that are burning oil are looking for something less expensive, and they're going to coal or pellet, depending on, and there's some variables here, what space they're trying to heat, what level of work they're willing to perform.
Because they're work.
Oh, yeah.
They're a lot of work.
Absolutely.
You got to put the stuff in, and then you got to take out the ashes. I mean, it's pretty much daily, right? Could it be a couple times a day?
It is. And you see, years ago when I was a kid, we had coal men. Today, there's not too many coal men.
Right.
And of those that are, not many of them are delivering the real good coal. And there is nobody delivering pellets, at least.
What is a pellet?
A pellet. Compressed wood.
That's all it is.
All a pellet is compressed wood. It's sawdust shavings. Used to be pretty much discarded, and people would pay to have it hauled away, the mills and such. Not so today. What's happening today is they're actually, anybody that has sawdust as an output or a byproduct sells it to the highest bidder. So years ago, we sold pellets and pellet stoves, and pellets were $120, $30 a ton. Today, they're $230 a ton. Now, they're better pellets, but they're a lot more expensive. But then the price of other energies, you know, propane and oil that they compete against is much higher also.
Right, right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace, two locations, Honesdale and Larksville. Well, you certainly know your stuff. Now, how about stoves? There's pellet stoves, coal stoves, gas stoves. Are there types of stoves that you can do several products on? You can burn several products, like dual purpose, triple purpose?
No, that's never going to work. A wood stove, in order to burn wood and be compliant with the EPA regulations, is only ever going to burn wood. A pellet stove is a mechanical feed stove, so it can only feed pellets and wood pellets of a uniform size. So there's a metering device. It's got to be a uniform granular fuel. So they're only going to burn pellets. Now, some people try to burn corn in those. Most of those people are very unhappy trying to burn corn. Pellet stoves are for pellets. Gas, again, is going to be gas only, but it could be propane or natural. In a coal stove, has to be designed to burn anthracite, because anthracite burns totally different. because it is not a green fuel like wood or pellets. When you're dealing with coal, it's much different in that it takes 1,150 degrees to ignite it. It's very high temperature, but it burns at 2,000, burns hotter. So you need a mechanical system. There are hand-fired coal stoves, but most people avoid coal stoves that are hand-fired because you don't get the convenience, you don't get the even heat output. What customers are looking for today and what drives the different markets in the different fuels, how much heat can I get out of it? How inexpensively will it operate and heat my entire home? And how little work can I get away with in, as far as taking care of this thing? So it's convenience and economy together. If you can only give them convenience and no economy, they're not going to be happy. And you want your customer to be happy if you want to stay in business.
All right. You were talking about corn. People burn corn.
Yeah. If you had a farm and you're raising corn, that would be fine. But if you have to buy it, you're not able to buy corn that is dry enough to be used as fuel. And the other big problem you have with corn is you're going to change your vent system every 3 years because we can eat and digest corn. But when you burn it, it's a different oxidation process. And you produce four different very strong acids that eat stainless steel. So you don't want to do that to your vent system because you'll replace it every 3 years.
Amazing. So what's the cleanest burning? Because I think that's why people don't like coal or think that they don't like coal because they think it burns dirty. What's out of all the stoves, which is the cleanest burning?
Well, gas is always going to be the cleanest and it's the most convenient because we take a gas appliance, natural gas in particular, you run it with a digital programmable wall thermostat and you don't have to do anything but maintain it maybe once a year.
Okay. And these stoves can actually heat an entire house?
Well, we don't recommend heating an entire house with one stove if it's a gas stove because the gas stoves are a little limited in BTU capacity. Most of them are 30 to 40,000 BTUs. And with a gas appliance, you're better off if you're trying to heat a large space to position two separate appliances. That'll give you more convenience and it'll give you more efficiency.
So use it for supplemental purposes.
Correct.
Okay. We had a fantastic discussion with you. We'd love to ask you back for a second week. Come back next week, please.
I'd enjoy coming back and discussing more questions.
All right. Excellent. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home in Dunmore, located at 1306 Quincy Avenue for $169,000. This home has hardwood floors, a tankless hot water heater, a family room with an office, a whole house fan, and a large attic for storage. It also has a large heated garage with water and an intercom, so when you're out there, the wife can call you in the house and say, "Get in here." All right? The driveway is concrete and the yard is fenced in. It is beautifully landscaped with a swing, a koi pond, and a patio. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath home in Dunmore, give us a call about 1306 Quincy Avenue for $169,000. And that is listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Some people don't like to be found.
I know.
Who would that be?
That would be me.
Okay.
I know that because we have an intercom in the garage.
I would like to make an announcement. It is our son's birthday, and we want to wish him a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
8 years old. Can you believe it?
Nope. Nope. Can't believe it.
Blue-bye. Happy birthday, Patrick. Before I close, the statistics for the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, how are people paying for real estate in the last 30 days? 31.5% took cash to the closing. 44% financed the home with a conventional mortgage. That's a regular loan. 15.5% went with FHA, that's the Federal Housing Administration type of loan, and 7%, that's an increase over the last couple times I've reported this information, 7% went with a Veterans Administration loan. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Quetty Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.